So the better part of 4 minutes left, 3:59 to be precise, two timeouts and the win for the Trojans. So they've got they got decent field position on their own 42.
Trojans scored 14 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter, haven't scored in the second half. They're down by 7. Trojan ball. Kavika Johnson out of the gun. Hands off to Stuckey. Stuckey headed right across the 45 to the 44. All right, make it the 46. Maybe punched it to the 47. It's a gain of about 5. Stuckey with his 6th carry of the afternoon. Trojans do have time to go 53 yards and 3:41 with two timeouts without being in too much of a hurry. They're not spending much time in the huddle, as can be expected, though. Twins to the left, out of the gun, second down and 5. Snap to Kavika. Hand off to Stuckey. He's loose. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. And he's slung down at the 25-yard line by Isaiah McIntyre. And it's a gain of 28 yards. And it's a first and 10 at the 25.
Well, I think that was the biggest play of the defense. It may have been an inside trap. And well blocked up front by the Trojans, and that's made it easy for the running back.
27-20, Las Cruces with the lead. Mayfield has it at the Bulldog 25, first and 10. Out of the gun. Hand off to Ely. Collision right at the line of scrimmage. Keeps fighting. He gets a couple. He's to the 23-yard line, a gain of 2. Just would not go down. They had him about a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Two Bulldogs pulling on him, and he still picked up 2.
And we're looking at two teams exerting every ounce of physical energy they have in an attempt to win this football game.
2:53 to play in the game. The Bulldogs up 7, Trojans driving. Second and 8 at the Dog 23-yard line. Kavika Johnson hands off to Ely, trying the right side. Across the 20, stretches to the 19, to the 18. It's a gain of 5.
And this is another example of what we talked about. When the Trojans do not have penalties, they are able to move the chains, keep possession, and move the ball down the field. So we'll see if they can complete the drive here.
Austin Salas made the stop. 3rd and 3 for the Trojans at the Bulldog 18. 2:20 to play in the game. Good snap. Handoff. Stuckey. Stuckey across the 15 to the 14. He has a first down. It's a gain of 4. They'll move the sticks and stop the clock with 2:14 to play in the game. First and 10 at the Bulldog 14-yard line. This place is alive.
Very high caliber of high school football displayed by both teams.
On first and 10, Stuckey takes a handoff, bounces it out to the right. He's got the 10 to the 9 to the 8 before he's knocked down. That's a gain of 6.
Andrew Thatcher.
Well blocked on the right-hand edge by the Trojans, so a first down, gain of 6. It's a tremendous win on that play for the Trojans.
And Jeff, everybody in the stadium is standing up right now. It's just crazy.
2nd and 4 for the Trojans. The ball is at the Bulldog 8-yard line. Kavika Johnson hands off. Stuckey at the 5. Stuckey hit at the 2. Stuckey down near the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Mayfield. They've cut it to 1. And now the question is, do you consider going for 2 here if you're Mike Bradley?
Well, if he does it, I don't have a problem with it because I like coaches who are not afraid to take chances. But I think the prudent thing here is to kick the point and try to get it into overtime.
An 8-yard run has cut it to 1. They're going to go for the single point. A minute 31 to play in the game. 27-26 Las Cruces. Keep in mind, Jimenez missed earlier. He's lined up. They're taking their time. Snap is good. Hold is good. It's blocked by Jalen Bishop. Jalen Bishop came from the edge, and he blocked the PAT. So the Bulldogs still lead it by 1 as the Bulldogs side on the western side of the stadium explodes. Now you're looking at an onside kick situation.
Well, Jalen Bishop came from the far outside. He came in unblocked, but normally a player can't go that far, but he's the fastest guy on the team, and he got there and got a hand in, and so now we're looking at an onside kick situation for the Trojans.
Minute 31 to play, Brad.
Yeah, Jimenez took his time there because he had missed that other extra point. I think that this split second that he, you know, took that little extra step cost him.
So it's 27-26 Las Cruces, a minute 31 to play in the game. You talk about making a play. Jalen Bishop knocks the extra point away. and the Bulldogs still lead it by one. Trojans have two timeouts left, and we're surely going to see an onside kick here.
And, of course, every kickoff formation, the Trojans line up in the threat of an onside kick. They usually kick it away, of course, forming themselves up. But now this is pretty much a must-do onside kick. With two timeouts, conceivably they could kick it away, or even if they don't recover, they could still have time to get the ball back. But we would expect that they'll try to kick it 10 yards and recover it.
Trojans kicking from the 40-yard line on the southern end of Aggie Memorial Stadium. The Bulldogs definitely have their hands team out. And they're asking for their fans to help them, and they immediately respond, of course. 27-26, Las Cruces has the lead. 1:31 to play in the game.